In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today I want to speak with you about some wrong behaviors, or kind of lack of respect to the altar or to the church. And because of these days, most of the church, you know, are not praying the liturgy for the congregation, and many people are suffering because they look forward to enjoy the communion like before. But let us make it kind of checking ourselves, and you know, according to the saying of the Bible, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So maybe we need to receive the message of heaven that we need to glorify the altar and respect the liturgy much more than we used to do. I will name like many wrong behaviors I could see in the last few years in most of the Coptic churches. The first one being loose with the times of the liturgy. Many people come late and they want to get the communion, and some of the deacons may come late and they want to put the garment of the prayer. But wait a minute, we have to be very early, expecting the Lord Jesus Christ to come. The King should be received and celebrated by the community. He shouldn't come, you know, earlier than his people. The people usually come before their King. So according to the rituals, the rites of the early Coptic Church, it wasn't the same. Actually, the door will be closed when it comes to the minute of offering the lamb. Because after this minute, people cannot enter the church. That's the old tradition of the church. Another wrong behavior, entering the church in an appropriate manner, like people coming, pushing each other, especially when they come to the line of getting the communion. I saw the Eritrean people and the Ethiopian friends. When they come to the church, they respect so much kneeling down on the door of the church, and many of them even cannot enter into the church because they feel the respect of the church. So I blame myself and blame many of you, because sometimes we enter the church like going anywhere, any place, and we do not feel the presence of the Lord, and that's the place of the angels. And we need to worship Him, we need to kneel down before entering the church. Another wrong behavior, that many people are not respecting the fasting periods appointed by our church when they come to take the communion. So they think that we are fine, and no one can tell us what to do. We are worthy, we deserve this communion, and that's totally against the teaching of the Bible and the church, because we come to take the communion in the feeling of we do not deserve to come near to the throne of Christ Himself. So we need this humble heart when it comes to take the communion. Again, many people used to go right after getting the communion, as if they finished some work to do, some task finished, and they ran away to their works or homes and their life. So they never stay to the last minute of the liturgy, and they do not enjoy the praises of the period of, you know, spreading the holy body and holy blood of the Lord. So we need to wait till the end, because we have to enjoy the liturgy till the end. Another bad behavior happening by many of the church people, that many people used to judge others. They judge the priest, they judge the deacons, they judge the servants, they judge each other. They do not love each other, and they come easily to take the communion. So again, that's totally against the teaching of the Lord Himself. They have to repent. And this judgmental attitude, you know, pushed many of our young people away from the church, because they hate this judgmental atmosphere of many churches. Even in the liturgy itself, while praying, people may look around to judge each other, and some people may get this anger feeling towards others, and though they still want to get the communion. Another bad behavior happening. You know, some people are doing very bad in their life outside the church. They, you know, have this revenge towards many people. They hate others. They used to lie. They used to cheat. They have bad relations, and still they come to take the communion. And many of them have no father of confession, and if they have a father of confession, they may not go to confess for many years, and still they like to have the communion. That's against the teaching of the Bible, because we need to come closer to the throne of God in repentance, in humility. Another misbehavior that, you know, some of the deacons and the church leaders may spend some time chatting inside the liturgy while praying. Moreover, some people may just use their mobile phones and they chat with others because it's the time of songs or the readings, or as if they do not respect God or respect the angels and the saints there inside the church. Again, many of the deacons and the servants may put the rituals above the people. So they as if worship the rites in themselves. They do not love the people. They do not care for the people. They do not even feel the spirit of prayer. They care only for their, you know, voices, for their appearance, but they never focus on the repentance of the heart and feeling like praying before God himself. Again, when it comes to times of worshiping, when we should kneel down before the altar, many people do not kneel down. They just stand looking around. And when the deacon shout, "We have to worship God in fear and trembling," many people are not doing so. Even the deacons, some of them, they never do this. Another bad behavior, that people may move many times inside the liturgy, and they allow their children to run here and there, and many bad voices come, and people cannot enjoy the quietness of the church in order to focus on the meanings and on prayer spirit. So they do not care. We just come to the church, we take the communion, and then we will eat the breakfast and speak about each other. So they do not feel the presence of God. Another bad thing happening, that some people may worry not even to stand up in times of worshiping or praising God or listening to the word of the gospel. Some people also are very much occupied with their work, so they come to take the communion and run away to their work, and they are busy the whole day of this day of communion, working, shouting, busy with their lusts, and they forgot everything about the liturgy. According to the ritual of our church, the day of the communion is the holy day, and we should focus on God. That's the day of God, the great day of God. It was Sunday, the day of his resurrection. But most of the people do not think this way. Also, some of the women, when they come to the church, they put on some inappropriate clothes. They never think of the angels that they worship God, having their wings over their heads, over their legs. But, you know, they come and thinking of what they wear, and people should comment on their clothes, and they never think of the holy atmosphere of the liturgy. Also, some people do not respect the rules of the church. Some people do not respect the time of abstinence. For some people, they are not allowed to have the communion at that time. Many women do not consider this and they think that's my right. It's not the right of anyone to touch the body of the Lord. It's the blessing of God. So we need this humble heart in order to approach the altar. Again, some people nowadays are busy making prayer meetings, making very Western songs and using some of the spiritual words as if we're having the fun in these prayer meetings, but away from the liturgy. And some of the youth meetings are full of many Western songs with some kind of spiritual wording, but again, it takes our people away from the spirit of worshiping God in the liturgy. Some people may accept, wrong beliefs and heresies, and still they come to take the communion as if they deserve to get the communion, whatever they teach or whatever they follow. And according to the history of the church and tradition of our early church, they are not allowed if they do not have the same sound orthodox faith like the church. Another misbehavior happening, some people may enjoy sleeping in the liturgy, especially in the nights of Kyak and the nights of the feast. Some people come and their conscience is like very happy sleeping in the church. People may not believe in the sacrament of confession, of repentance and confession, still they come to take the communion. Another important point that most of the people, they ignored their relationship in homes, in houses. They do not close their doors and enjoy praying God homes. They do not pray the psalm, they do not do mataniyat in their homes. They only come in the church. And if God is in the church, He is not there outside the church. So the God of the church is there and they left Him behind in the church and they will live their life totally away from God. And their house, their family life are totally, separated from God. That's totally the opposite. Because if you want to enjoy the altar, worshiping God, you have to enjoy your chamber. You have to enjoy your personal relationship during the whole week. Reading the Bible, enjoying Psalms, and worshiping God, and Jesus' prayer, and doing good to everyone, serving everyone, then come to enjoy the kingdom of heaven in the liturgy. So there are many negatives happening in our church we need to revise. Let us make use of these days to check our hearts and behavior. May God bless all of you. Glory to God. Amen.